Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me for a children's message. Good morning, good morning. Marcus, you can come on up here and have a seat right here. All right. Good morning. Do you guys know what season of the church we're in? Anybody know? I don't expect you necessarily know. But we had a big celebration a couple of weeks ago on Sunday morning because it was a special Sunday. You know what it was called? Easter. We're still in Easter. We are still celebrating Jesus' resurrection, and it's such a wonderful thing. And here's the thing about pretty much everything Jesus has a hand in. It changes us, and it changes things. So when Jesus was killed, you guys remember the story? Did he stay dead in the tomb? What happened? He rose, right? He's risen. And that's like a big change, right? Because usually, like, when something dies, that's like it. That's permanent. But Jesus changes death so that death is no longer the last thing for us. It's not the permanent thing anymore, okay? We're going to hear a story today about how Jesus meets a man on the road. This man's name was Saul, and Saul was not very nice to people who believed in Jesus. He would take them and put them in jail because he thought that they were wrong to believe in Jesus. But then Jesus comes to him on the road after Jesus has been resurrected and appears to him. And you know what? That changes Saul. After that, he goes by a different name. They start to call him by his Greek name, Paul, right? And we talk about Paul a lot in church. You'll hear about that as you get older. But it changed him. And after that, that man who had been mean to Christians, Saul, was one of the most important disciples and one of the most important leaders in the church after that, because encountering Jesus changed him. We are also changed when we encounter Jesus. Do you guys have any idea? Do you ever encounter Jesus anywhere? I think that you do, but maybe we don't always talk about it. So we think that when we have communion at this table here together, we encounter Jesus there. And what happens right here at this weird piece of tall furniture right here? Baptism, yeah. We think that Jesus encounters us in our baptisms too, and that that changes us too. And it changes us into something completely different. So here's just a little example of that I got for you. Some of you all can read. Does anybody know what this says? What does it say, Rosalie? Matthew Smith. Anybody know who that is? That's me. Yeah, okay. So I start off just as a normal guy, Matthew Smith, right? I'm going to put this, would you check this envelope for me, Rosalie? Is there anything in there?
No.
Okay, can you see that? Anything in there, Conrad?
No.
Let's have everybody take a look. Okay, does that look just like a pretty normal envelope right there? Yeah, anything in there? Hannah? No, you'll just ruin this. You'll rip it all up. I know you. I'm going to put my name in there. I'm going to seal it up. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It tastes delightful. When we encounter Jesus, that changes things, we said, right? And the way that it changes us is we go from being just who we're born as, which is somebody that God loves, but we are changed in our baptism. And you know what? Will you just rip that top open for me? It changes into something else besides just who we had been, and it changes us into this. What does that say?
Child of God.
That's right. We're changed. Jesus encounters us, and we are changed into children of God. And that means a few things. It means God loves us and cares for us no matter what happens. But it also means that we have some work to do, that we are called to follow God too, to follow Jesus in God's purpose for the world. And that looks like loving all people, caring for all people, and working for the kingdom of God. So, it's Easter, right? Which means, what was the tomb when they got there? Was it full? It was empty. Jesus wasn't in there anymore. That changes things, and it changes us. It changes us. It calls us to be people of God who believe in the resurrection. And for you guys, that looks like being kind and treating people nicely, even if they're not nice to you. It looks like telling people about Jesus and serving all people, trying to help people. Does that sound like something you guys can work on? Because you're changed. You're not the same people that you were before Jesus was part of your lives. You are children of God, and that means we have work to do. Will you guys pray with me? Rosalie wants to look in this envelope after the prayer. All right, let's pray. Gracious God, the tomb is empty. You have changed us. Help us to follow you. Help us to serve all people. Amen. All right, Rosalie, get one more look in this envelope here. Anything else in there? No? Pretty amazing how we're changed. Pretty amazing how we're changed. We can talk later about how we do it, but the really amazing thing is how God changes us through encounters with Jesus. You guys, if you're going to Children's Church, you can line up over there, or you are welcome to stay and worship with us like always.